Mesechta Krisus Perek Hemish Aleph and Tol Perek Hemish Dalad. The second half of the Mesechta, the 4th, 5th, and 6th Perakim, are focused on the Korban Osham Toloi bringing a sacrifice when somebody is under doubt as to whether he violated a particular Aveira for which he would generally be liable to bring a Korban Chatos. If he's got a doubtful obligation, he would bring a different type of Korban. Instead of that, that is a Korban Osham Toloi. The first Mishnah of this Perek goes sidetracked to talk about a particular Aveira for which he's liable to bring a Korban Chatos, or indeed if he was under doubt, he would bring a Korban Osham Toloi, and then from Mishnah Base onwards, we'll go back to talking about a Korban Osham Toloi, and that will continue for the next Perek and a half, discussing the details of that particular Korban. For now, this Mishnah talks about the prohibition of consuming blood. One who consumes the blood of an animal, as we're going to see, is liable, if he does it on purpose, to kores, he's so to speak cut off from Hashem and the Jewish people. And just like any aveir like that, if he does it by mistake, he would be liable to a korban chatos. And like we learned in the previous pair, what does it mean that he does it by mistake? That means that he intended to consume that blood, he just didn't realize that it was forbidden to do so. Either because he thought that that particular thing that he was consuming is permitted, or because he thought that it is permitted to drink blood. Now, although it's forbidden to consume any blood of an animal, the punishment of kores, and by extension of bringing a korban chatos if he does it by mistake, only applies to the blood which exits the animal when it dies, and not only that, it has to exit the animal relatively soon after the animal dies, such that it is still coming out with a force. The initial blood which comes out when an animal is slaughtered or is killed, it comes spurting out with quite a lot of force. That's known as the dam ha-nefesh, which literally means the blood of the life of the animal. Now, once that stops coming out with force, and it just continues to trickle out of the cut in the animal, that blood is called dam ha-tamtzis, and although it's forbidden to eat that or to consume it, the punishment of kores or of bringing a korban would not apply in that case. Says the Mishnah, dam shechita, the blood which comes out of the animal when it is slaughtered, ba behema, be it a domesticated animal, bachaya, or a more wild animal, uva oifes, bein tameim, bein tahorim, whether it is a non-kosher animal or a kosher animal, dam nechira, if it's the blood which comes out when the animal's throat is stabbed, v'dam ikur, or the blood which comes out when the food pipe or windpipe are torn, which would also essentially include a case where they're cut, but not with a valid shechita knife. For the shechita, the slaughtering, to be valid, it has to be done with a very smooth knife, which cuts through the windpipe and the food pipe without any jagged edges. So if it's not done like that, the slaughtering would be invalid. Nevertheless, the prohibition of consuming the blood does not depend on the slaughtering being valid or invalid. V'dam ha-koza, if the blood comes out via a process of bloodletting, where they make an opening in the arteries of the animal in order to get the blood out for the sake of healing. In all of these cases, sha'nefesh yitzabai, if it's the blood which comes out as the animal is dying, the dam ha'nefesh which comes out with a force, then chayav, he would be liable to kores or to bring korban chatos if he consumes at least the size of an olive of that blood. Although the only animals which the Torah specifies are birds or domesticated animals, not wild animals, the term behema, although it generally refers to domesticated animals, it would also include wild animals. It can also be used as a more general term. So in this case, it would also include wild animals. Continues the Mishnah, dam hatchol, the blood which comes out of the spleen, a particular organ in the body, dam halev, the blood from the heart of an animal. This is not the blood which comes out when the animal is killed. This is not the dam ha-nefesh, and therefore the punishment of kores wouldn't apply, although it is still forbidden to consume this blood. And likewise, dam beitzim, the blood which comes from a hen's egg, dam dogim, the blood of fish, dam chagovim, the blood of locusts, dam atamtsis, or the blood which continues to exit the animal after it dies, but no longer with a force. That's not considered to be the initial blood which comes out as the life of the animal ends, and therefore in these cases, Ein Chayav Alav, he would not be liable to kores or to bring a korban if he consumes that blood. Rabbi Yehuda mechayv dam atamtsis. However, Rabbi Yehuda says that he is liable in the case where he consumes the blood which comes out later on, even if it doesn't come out with a force, since at the end of the day it continued exiting that animal's body once it did die. that is included in the prohibition of the Torah for which he would be liable to koreis or to bring a korban chatas. Mishnah base. Now the Mishnahs go back to the main discussion of the second half of the Masechta, that of a korban osham tolui. Now the standard case for when a korban osham tolui is brought is when one is in doubt as to whether he violated a prohibition which would in general obligate him to bring a korban chatas, or if he did it on purpose, he would be liable to koreis. Now, if somebody violates me'ilah, which means that he unintentionally benefits from something belonging to the Beis HaMikdash, it's forbidden to derive personal benefit from an item like that. If somebody does so unintentionally, he's liable to bring not a korban chatos, but a korban osham, another type of korban which comes to atone for a particular sin like this. And if he benefits from something belonging to the Beis HaMikdash on purpose, he's actually not liable to koreis. So this doesn't fit into the regular category of a aveira for which one is liable to a korban chatos if it does it by mistake, and koreis if it does it on purpose. And nevertheless, Rabbi Akiva Mechayev al Sefeik Me'ilah Yisashem Tolu, Rabbi Akiva says that if he is under doubt as to whether he violated that prohibition by mistake, he is liable to bring a korban Yisashem Tolu out of doubt. There's no reason to differentiate just because if he knew that he violated the Aveira, he'd bring a korban osham and not a korban chatos. It doesn't make a difference. The korban osham tolui is a korban which the Torah prescribes when somebody is under doubt as to whether he became liable to bring a korban to atone for his sin. However, the Chachomim argue, based on how they learn the Pesukim, the Chachom say that he is exempt, because according to them, a korban osham tolui is only brought in a case of a Aveira for which the definite violation of that Aveira would make him bring a korban chatos, or if he did it intentionally, he would be liable to koreis. Now, in a case where somebody does, he did definitely benefit from something belonging to the Beis HaMikdash, as well as being obligated to bring a korban osham, he's also obligated to pay towards the Beis HaMikdash the value of the item that he benefited from, as well as adding on a fifth of that value. So in a case where somebody is under doubt as to whether he violated the prohibition, umod Rabbi Akiva, even Rabbi Akiva agrees, she'en mevias me'ilosai, he's not obligated to pay the me'ilah money towards the Beit HaMikdash, as shetisvadaloi, unless he actually knows for sure that he has violated the prohibition of me'ilah, v'yovi imo asham vadai, and he's then able to bring the korban osham for certainly having violated me'ilah, and together with that, he'll pay the money. But for now that he is under doubt, all he should do is bring a korban osham tolui and not need to pay any money. Now, you already learned in the previous perek that if somebody brings a korban osham tolui and he later finds out that he did indeed violate the aveira, he's still obligated to then bring the regular korban which needs to be brought for violating the aveira. Now, in general, the korban osham tolui is a male sheep, it's a ram, whereas the korban chatos, which is the regular korban which needs to be brought upon violating an aveira, is a female animal. So it's a totally different type of animal. In this case, however, the korban which the person needs to bring in a case where he definitely violated me'ilah is also a korban osham, which comes from a male animal. So it can be actually the same type of animal. So Omar Rabbi Tarfon says, Malazah maybe shnei ashamais. In this case, why would this person need to bring two different korbanais? Meaning in a case where he finds out that he did violate the aveira, he would end up bringing a second korban, just like in a regular case of a korban osham tolui. But in this case, we've got a solution. Elayovim me'ilah v'chumsha. He should pay the me'ilah money plus the fifth, the yovi osham b'shtei slayim, and bring a korban osham for the minimum value of two selah coins. That's the minimum value which the Torah requires be spent on the korban osham. The yomar, he should say the following condition: im vadei mo'alti, if I definitely did violate the prohibition of me'ilah, if that is indeed true, then zoy me'ilosi, this money which I'm paying is the money of my me'ilah, it's the money which I'm obligated to pay for having benefited from Beis HaMikdash property, v'zeh ashami, and this animal that I'm bringing is my korban osham, not just out of doubt, but it should work as my actual korban osham that I'm liable to bring. V'im sofek, if I'm only doing it out of doubt, because in reality I didn't violate me'ilah, then hamo'is nadova, the money should be a voluntary donation towards the Beis HaMikdash, v'ho osham tolui, and the korban osham will only be a korban osham tolui, because at this point in time, I'm in doubt as to whether I'm obligated to bring a korban. And why is this solution possible in this case? Why in this case can we get around the possibility of having to bring two korbanos, a korban osham tolui, and then a definite korban when he finds out that he violated the aveira? Because in this case, shemimintru, maybe al hoida, the exact same kind of animal which he brings when he certainly knows that he violated the Aveira, maybe Allah Hayda. It's that same male sheep that he is obligated to bring as the Korban Asham Tolu. So since it's anyway the same animal, there is room for making this type of condition, and that way he can save money, essentially, and he won't need to buy a whole new Korban later on when he finds out that he violated Me'ilah. Mishnah Gimel, this is a continuation of the previous Mishnah, Amar Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva said to Rabbi Tarfain, Nirm Dvarecha B'Me'ilah Me'uta. Your solution seems logical and useful in a case where somebody violated Me'ilah by benefiting from something which is not worth a lot of money. And therefore the amount of money that he has to pay is not so much, it's less than the value of bringing an animal, of buying an animal for a korban. But it's not going to be a good solution in other cases, because Harisha Baal Yodai Safek Me'ilah B'Me'al Moneh. If we have a case in front of us of somebody who is in doubt as to whether he violated Me'ilah on an item which is worth 100 moneh, that's equivalent to 10,000 zuz. That's a huge amount of money, much more than the worth of buying an extra animal. So lo yofel lo yishyavi asham b'shtei saloim, is it not better for him to have to buy a carbon asham a second time for the price of 2 sela coins, al yavi sfeik me'ilah b'me'al moneh, instead of paying 100 moneh, 10,000 zuz, out of doubt that possibly he's liable to pay that for violating me'ilah? Obviously in that case it's not going to be a good solution. However, the Mishnah does say that Rabbi Akiva implies that he does essentially agree with the retirefein, that such a solution is possible. Rabbi Akiva agrees to the retirefein that this is a possible solution, which he would want to do, at least in a case of me'ilah on an item which is not worth a lot of money. Even though there's room to argue and say that one cannot make a condition to define which type of carbon it's going to be, if we don't yet know at the time of bringing the carbon what the carbon is going to be bought for. And it also emerges that he's bringing a carbon before he knows that he violated the Aveira. With regards to a carbon chathos in general, that is a problem. But we see that Rabbi Akiva holds, at least with regards to a carbon osham, that it's not a problem to bring a carbon osham even before one is in the knowledge, he's aware, certainly, that he is liable to do so. Now, we learnt in the first parak of the Masechta that although in general a carbon chathos can never be bought out of doubt, and really that's the entire point of carbon osham tolui, if somebody's in doubt as to whether he became liable to bring a carbon chathos, then he should bring a carbon osham tolui. However, we already learned that there's one exception to that, and that is the bird carbon chathos that a woman is obligated to bring upon giving birth. If she is under doubt as to whether she gave birth, or whether the fetus which she miscarried had developed enough to be considered a halachic birth, in that case, she would bring the korban chatos out of doubt. However, the meat of that animal cannot be eaten, just in case it wasn't actually a korban, because she wasn't actually obligated to bring it. So the Mishnah says, "Ha'isha she'viyah chatos oif m'sofek." If a woman brings a bird korban chatos out of doubt, and then in the middle of the procedure she finds out that she did indeed give birth to a child which would obligate her to bring a korban, this is essentially another example of a case where that same animal that she's bringing out of doubt is the animal that she would bring if she certainly knows that she's obligated. So what is the cutoff point for being able to change this animal into being bought as the definite korban chatos? So imagine loin nimlaka. If before the animal's neck was cut by the process of melika, which is when the kohen uses his sharp thumbnail to cut the neck of the bird, and that's considered to be the first real part of the service of bringing this animal as a korban, the bird. If before that occurs, it becomes known that she indeed did certainly give birth and is obligated, then tasen avadai, she should bring the korban as her definite obligation of bringing a korban, shemamin shemaviyah, aloi hoida meviyal hoida, because the same type of animal which she brings, in a case of doubt, that exact same animal can be used for her definite obligation of bringing a korban. However, once the process has begun and the melika was already performed, then it's already too late to change it over. Mishnah Dalet, Chaticha shel Chulin veChaticha shel Kodesh. If there is a piece of regular non-sanctified meat, and next to it is a piece of korban meat, which is forbidden to eat. And if one does eat that korban meat, he violates me'ilah, for which the punishment is bringing a korban osham. He eats one of them, assuming that both of them are permitted, and then he realizes that actually one of them was forbidden. He's unsure which one he ate, and whether he ate the forbidden one or not. Says the Mishnah Potter, he is exempt, because according to, essentially this is like the opinion of the Chachomim, in the previous Mishnah, that there is no obligation of an Oshem Tolui when it comes to the prohibition of Me'ilah. Rabbi Akiva Machayev Oshem Tolui, however Rabbi Akiva, just like in the previous Mishnah, would obligate him to bring a Korban Oshem Tolui. Ochalas Shnia, if he ate the second piece as well, then maybe Oshem Vadai. He's able to bring a Korban Oshem Vadai, the korban which is brought when somebody definitely knows that he violated Me'ilah, because indeed that is the case over here. What happens if Ochalei Chagadah Sar Shaina, if one person ate one of the two pieces, Uvo Achrev Ochalei Sashnia, and somebody else came and ate the second piece? So one of them certainly violated the prohibition of Me'ilah, the other one is under doubt. He doesn't know, the other one definitely didn't, but they are both under doubt as to whether they violated the prohibition. So according to the first opinion, Zemei Vashem Tolui, Vezemei Vashem Tolui, Divrei Rabbi Akiva. According to Rabbi Akiva, both of them should bring a korban Oshem Tolui, just like in any case where somebody is under doubt as to whether he violated Me'ilah. However, Rabbi Shimon says, in this case, you've got an even better solution. Shnei Mevi'im Oshem Echad, they should both bring one korban Oshem together, and they should make a condition that whoever was the one who violated the Aveira of Me'ilah by eating the meat of the korban should be for him. However, Rabbi Yossi says that in the case of bringing a korban to atone for a particular sin, since one of them didn't violate the sin at all, he cannot have any part in this korban. So they're not able to bring the korban together for it to work for just one of them. And Rabbi Yossi says, Einstein v'im Oshem Echad, two people are not able to bring one korban Oshem together for it to work just for the one who is indeed obligated.